Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And together we are not experts.
We're not, but we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
It's true, but please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Oh, what a good idea. If you want to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. We have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And you can also shop our fave recommended prods at shopmy.us/forever35. Now, we are recording this Monday after Thanksgiving, when
Cyber Monday
Horse Spencer has just returned from her cruise.
I did it. I went on a cruise. I did it. It was great. As previously mentioned, this was a cruise intended to celebrate my father-in-law's 80th birthday that we were going to go on in May 2020. And obviously, we did not go on that cruise then. There were no cruises. But, you know, family had a discussion and we decided to try to do it. And we did it.
Okay, now Kate, I have a very important question that you and I have not actually discussed in our pre-show.
I'm so excited.
Chat sesh.
Which, by the way, we signed on to record this podcast like 30 minutes ago, and then we just chatted.
Look, we had a lot to catch up on.
We did.
Kate had very sporadic internet access, so I would like a few texts at once.
It was torture.
She couldn't see any images.
Oh, it was torture. Couldn't click
on any links.
Dori sent me a link and I was like, I can't open this, but I want to.
You're going to have to wait till Miami.
This is great practice.
So we had a lot to catch up on. Anyway, here's my question, Kate. Before you left on this very podcast, you talked about some items that you had researched to make the cruising experience more pleasant, easier, etc. I would like to know, which of those items would you recommend?
Wow. Okay, well, I first just want to say thank you for asking. I am probably going to do a thorough breakdown of my cruise must-haves in my monthly newsletter,
which I've
just kind of revived. And so if you are hankering for like a detailed kind of breakdown of what I thought was worth it, what wasn't, and why, go sign up for my newsletter at katespencerwrites.com/newsletter.
Good plug.
Comes out once a month. It's very low stakes newsletter experience. But anyway, okay, so yes, I had been, as one does with hyper-focus like I tend to have, and which I'm now kind of really learning about and learning how to harness. It's all part of my adult ADD diagnosis. Before a trip, I get hyper-fixated on what my family is going to need. As if, you know, like we, most trips we have access to things, but I behave like we won't, you know? So I'm like buying medication, and which I don't mind being prepared. I actually like it. But with a cruise, there were a lot of YouTube videos and blog posts about like specific things you might want for a cruise, such as strong magnetic hooks, because the walls of your cruise cabin are metal, which I would not have known.
No.
And so I've never been on a cruise. So a lot of people recommended hooks, magnetic hooks that are heavy. They're tiny, but they're heavy duty. So they can hold like a couple wet bathing suits per se. So I did end up buying those hooks. Those were extremely useful. Every time a family member came in to our cabin, they were like, did you bring those? I was like, yeah, remember? I sent you the link to the list of things I was bringing. Another thing that I found very helpful are like little lanyards to hold your little cruise card, because you get what's called a sea pass. It's like a hotel room key, but you actually need it every time you board the cruise or get back on the ship after an excursion.
Yeah.
And that was very helpful. My kids had those. And I bought all those ahead of time. Let me see, Dory. What else was extreme? I mean, Bonine, my anti-nausea, anti-motion sickness medication. I tapped into a lot of Bonine. Okay. Some things that weren't useful. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was not useful?
So one thing I saw recommended everywhere were these tiny motion sensor lights that they're small and they are magnetic, so you could stick them onto your cabin wall, and when you like got up to go to the bathroom, the motion sensor would turn the light on. I don't know why people thought this was urgent. We had a cabin with a balcony, so perhaps if you were in an interior cabin with no exterior light coming in, it might be nice at night, but you could also, we just left the bathroom light on. So I don't know. I bought one of those mesh over the door shoe racks.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful for storing our shoes and sunscreen. I bought laundry bags. Very helpful. That's like the kind of thing that like you always need when you travel. And I know away suitcases come with them, but I never can find them. So I bought little laundry bags. Mm-hmm. Very, very helpful. I bought a mesh beach bag. That was great. Oh, Dory. The real winner was a SPF sun hat I found that's adjustable and comes with a like under the chin strap that you can remove as needed. That was also stylish, and it was very affordable. I got that puppy on Amazon. And another thing that was really handy was a travel-sized poop-pourri spray, because the bathrooms are small. That was also very handy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, like lots of COVID tests. One of my kids ended up getting the flu on like the second to last day, which of course presents like COVID. And I, of course, you know, had the whole, you know, guilt rack terror experience, but it appears to be the flu, but still just having like your thermometer and your medications and all those kinds of things just handy. That was very helpful also.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to your detailed rundown in your upcoming newsletter.
I will say the last bit of advice that I have is that I did rent the runway for some cruise outfits and a tiny bag that I loved and I want to buy, but I'm not going to buy it because it's too expensive. But I like they have these theme nights on the cruise, which like you don't have to dress up for, but it actually ended up being really fun, you know, and like it was very loosely followed, but like there was a 70s night and a formal night and a white, like we're all white night. And, and so that ended up being really fun, but I don't necessarily have the gear for that. So Rent the Runway really came in handy. I was pleasantly surprised with my Rent the Runway, rentals, my outfit rentals, and this tiny Anya Hindmarsh raffia clutch bag that I got was like the winner of the week. I used it every day. I've loved it.
Wow. Okay.
I really want it, but I don't think it's going to happen for me yet. So I'll think of more as I'm going to kind of go through and do an assessment, but yeah, that's my review. It was quite fun. Thank you very much to the Royal Caribbean family. I will also say, if you're like me and you obsess over, like, I can't watch a show without then frantically researching every person in it. Going on a cruise gives you like a great deal opportunity to obsess about people, because like we went and watched the Aqua dance show, which by the way was fantastic. And then I'm like immediately now like tracking down every performer on social media and like studying their lives. Same with the cast of Cats that was on the cruise. So yeah. So if you're that kind of, if you're like me and you like love obsessing about strangers that you've seen once online.
Yes.
A cruise is great. Cruise is great.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a fun experience. Thank you for asking about it. It was quite fun. I don't know if I'll ever do it again. I didn't meet any podcast listeners on the cruise. That was really sad.
Well, that is a shame.
I kept looking around for somebody. But
alas.
Maybe you were on the Oasis of the Seas Thanksgiving cruise. And if you were, let me know. Hit me up.
Well, Kate, I truly enjoyed listening to all of your cruise talk. But well, we are going to take a short break now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back.
So, Dory, we received this text message that I wanted to address. Okay, so I think this was in response to me commenting in an interview somewhere, I think with Hitha, about many men not knowing how many tampons a menstruating person might use in their menstrual cycle. And this person wrote, "Why does a man need to know how many tampons a woman uses in her menstrual cycle? Honestly, not tracking. Are we supposed to know how fast they go through a speed stick? ? And listener, I want to lovingly say to you that I think it's really important for us all to understand how bodies work. And traditionally, because our society structure is a patriarchy, men tend to be extremely clueless about how women's bodies work. And
this is true.
I'm using the term women, but I mean anybody with a uterus, right? Anybody who has that reproductive system, to the point where it impacts medical research, where oftentimes women are not studied, or the impact on their reproductive systems are not studied or considered, where our access to reproductive health care is restricted by our government. So by men who probably don't know how many tampons a woman uses in her menstrual cycle. Right? Do they know when we're ovulating? Do they even know what that means or what that looks like? So I think to have a better understanding of our humanity, it's very important for men to know how women's bodies work, especially how many tampons they might use. And I would also just say that, like, choosing to use a deodorant is not the same as menstruating.
No, it's not.
Those are two very different things. So I just wanted to note that. And I appreciate you asking, right? But I think a deeper understanding, especially, as I mentioned, because we're in a patriarchy, a deeper understanding of women's bodies, I think would honestly help cultivate compassion and understanding, and hopefully help break down the rampant misogyny in our world, just maybe by like a drop.
Oh, Kate.
Am I on a soapbox? Am I on a vulva-shaped soapbox right now? I hope so. Right? I mean, what, do you think Ted Cruz knows? Do we think any,
you know what?
Justice Alito? Think that fucker knows?
I don't think they care.
No, they don't care. They don't give a fuck. So not only is it important that they know, they should care. Good point, Dor. And I bring this up because we received this other text that I actually thought answered this listener's question. And someone wrote, that directed at me because I've spoken about my experience here. They said, "Kate, I had COVID at the beginning of August and I'm now just getting my period back. Thank you for talking about this because none of my friends experienced this." And often what I am finding, and it has been written about with both the COVID vaccine and COVID itself, is that people experience changes in their menstrual cycles. And like,
yes,
that's not being researched or talked about. Like,
no,
my period went away after I had COVID. So it's really important to consider these things. And for all of us, not just the folks who are bleeding.
Once again, this is me clapping.
I care very, very, very deeply about this. And I, you know, it's just something I think about. And given this platform that we have, where like we get to talk about this stuff, you know, and share about this stuff. And like, as a parent of kids, you know, like I hear a lot about like moms who talk to their daughters about menstruation, but like, are you talking to your sons? You know?
Well,
Dory, .. No, no,
I mean, I have put in tampons in front of Henry, and he has asked me what I was putting in my butt.
And you told him we put tampons in our butts because we poop out our periods, right? You gave him that.
That fact. Yeah. I gave him the whole rundown.
Oh, Henry, what a cutie patootie.
I know. He is real cute. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we addressed this, Kate. Thank you.
Well, I just did want to say thank you to both of those listeners for reaching out with those comments and observations. I appreciate you being open to dialogue. And now we switch gears drastically.
Okay. This is a text. Forever 35. Hi. Important cue. White elephant. Is it an opportunity to re-gift or pass something along, or am I supposed to buy something? My parents always told me it was the former, but I'm seeing stuff on the internet with price limits for white elephant, and now I'm worried I'm going to be the cheap asshole if I don't buy something. Help. Okay. I actually have guidance on this.
Yes.
Because my Mahjong group is going to do a white elephant. Your parents are correct in that the traditional white elephant was indeed supposed to be something that you like found in your home to re-gift. And it was usually meant to be kind of like a gag gift. Now, it has since evolved often into something a bit different, which is hosts will put a price limit on gifts, and it's not supposed to be a gag gift. It's supposed to be something like that you would actually want. And instead of people kind of competing to get the least worst gift, they're like competing to get the best gift. So my advice to you, listener, is to ask your host which variety of white elephant they are intending to have.
Good call.
Thank you. Because I agree, there is confusion out there.
Yeah. And I think I like the, your Mahjong group is doing the traditional version?
Yes.
Which I like because that kind of takes the pressure off. There's nothing worse than like bringing something to a gift exchange and people like not wanting it. I don't know. Like,
right.
And bringing something that you like intend to be something people want.
Totally. But if it's like meant to be sort of funny.
Yes.
Like you don't want to wrap up like trash. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's supposed to be something sort of funny that you would like, you know, that people could still use, but it is meant to be like a Spencer's gift type thing.
Yes, my family's extremely successful yes. chain of
perhaps
gift
you
stores.
All are not aware that Kate is the heiress to the Spencer Gifts fortune.
I'm a Spencer's gift nepo baby, Dory. to be clear, we are joking. I do not have any relation to Spencer's gifts.
No,
in case anyone takes that seriously.
What if you did?
I would be like living large on all that penis pill money. I wouldn't
or the
like
fake poop.
Yeah, I would be like living my best novelty t-shirt riches life.
Totally. Yeah, so that's the story. And then everyone from memory, everyone like draws numbers, and that's the order in which you select your gift. And if you you can either choose a new gift or what is it? You can choose you get your gift, but then you can also take someone else's gift or trade, like
trade.
You can force a trade. But I think you can, like some people say you can only force a gift can only be passed three times.
Oh, that's a good
think
rule.
Is often a rule. Anyway, very relevant, timely question, listener. Thank you for asking. All right. We are going to take another short break and we will burb.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right. We are back. We had responded to a question recently about, it was from a listener who did not want to participate in her family's, what she described as sort of like over the top gift giving traditions anymore. And she was looking for advice about how to kind of broach this. And so we got this email in response. My parents are the same as this listener's in-laws in that their love language is gift-giving. Santa Claus came to our home for many years past reasonable, well into my 20s until my sister had children. Unfortunately, my parents went through financial hardship, and it was clear that they were anguished to not be able to give gifts as easily as they wanted. To be sensitive to this, me and my siblings, who were also on board, proposed a family secret Santa and day of Christmas white elephant exchange. We created a Google document to list the types of gifts, everything from goods to experiences to donations to our favorite charities, that we would welcome, and put a $50 limit on the Secret Santa. We put a $25 limit on the white elephant. Now we have a wonderful time because we have a pointed gifting and then a fun exchange. This is just a suggestion of one way that you can navigate it. Our family has thrived with this new tradition, and I get away with $75 of gifts plus making it rain for my nieces and nephews.
I love this. I love this idea so much. And if we celebrated with like a group, I would try to do this.
Totally.
Ah, what a nice idea. Yeah, here's an email we received, not necessarily about gift giving. Well, no, excuse me. I take that back. This is an email we received about gift giving, but in a different vein. Hi, Kate and Dory. It's Black Friday, and I'm one of those types that doesn't normally participate in Black Friday shopping because it always feels a bit overwhelming. And then I had a genius idea. I love to shop within my means, but I don't like accumulating stuff. So this year, I decided to buy stuff off wish lists of charities that are important to me. Today, it was Horses Help, an equine therapy and adaptive horse riding organization here in Phoenix. My daughter has mild cerebral palsy and does adaptive horse riding there. She's a horse girl like you, Kate. Oh, hello. It was fun to shop on Black Friday, and I know those horses will benefit from the dewormer. Anyway, I thought other listeners who enjoy shopping but don't always want more stuff might also enjoy finding wish lists that are meaningful to them. And it doesn't have to only be a Black Friday thing. I plan on doing this anytime I feel like I want to pointlessly shop. I'm going to buy something off an organizational wish list instead. Thanks for all your hard work that goes into the podcast. I did want to mention an organization that I am a huge fan of, Mary's List. They are based here in Los Angeles, and they help resettled refugee families get settled into their new homes and communities here in the United States. And one of the ways in which they do this is by fulfilling wish lists of items these families need. And it's an incredible organization. Miri, who founded the group, is a friend of the pod, friend of ours, IRL, and is just an incredible human. And they do amazing, amazing work. I love supporting them. I have done wish lists for them in the past. So I did just want to give them a big, hearty shout out. And I think also, Dory, like, tis the season around the holidays where you can buy gifts for many folks in need. And dare I say, you were just honored for being instrumental in this.
Okay, you may say that. I'm doing it again this year. Love doing it. And you should look into whether there's something in your area where you can do that.
Yes. And Dory and I do it through the Children's Law Center of California. Also, Donors Choose is a really, really wonderful organization. It's not quite like list buying, but it's donating specifically to classrooms that really kind of go into detail about what the money will be used for. And it's been so rewarding. We actually did one, not to keep bringing up my newsletter, but I shared one of my newsletter and it was paid off. We did it. We fulfilled the need. So I love Donors Choose also.
Great rec. All right, Kate, we are going to close things out with a voicemail.
Can I give a brief setup for the story?
Oh, yes, you may.
We put out a call for you to summon us from your Thanksgiving. Hide in the bathroom, if you will, and tell us what's going on. And we received a few messages. And so this is one of those messages.
Hi, Kat and Dor. As requested, calling from the bathroom at my family Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful to report that there was very little political conversation at our gathering today. But the most entertaining thing that happened was my 16-year-old cousin telling a story about someone defecating in the middle of the Panera Bread where he works. So just so you know, it's very classy here at my family's Thanksgiving, and I hope you're having a wonderful holiday. Bye.
Wow. That's a good story.
That's intense. That is intense.
It is intense. May we all have had that kind of Thanksgiving if you celebrate with your family.
Wow. Okay.
Well, okay. Dory?
Yes, Kate.
Just a pleasure and a joy as always. That's all.
Indeed. All right. Bye, everyone.
Farewell.